Okay, here are some pictures that we've seen before. The one on the top, of course, is a conventional normal curve. Normal has a very specific mathematical meaning that we'll talk more about down the road. But from your early math courses and from your Psych 201 course, you've seen this curve many times. We talk about it as the bell-shaped curve, normal distribution. Later on, it becomes a standard normal curve. But at any rate, you can see that it's symmetrical, meaning that it can be folded down the middle, and one half looks exactly like the other half. That's a very important property. And the tails are those parts at the far left and far right that have fewer frequencies associated with them. And as the tails go farther out, you find fewer and fewer people or observations out that far. So just remember, when we're talking about the tails, that's, we're talking about those n parts of the of that, this and any other distribution. Okay, now on the bottom we see three more curves. They are all normal curves. That is to say, mathematically they conform to the formula of a normal curve, but they're different in shape. And we describe the differences in this case in terms of a variable called kurtosis. And we won't make a whole bunch out of this word kurtosis, but it does come up and something you probably ought to at least be familiar with. The distribution on the lower left is exactly the same, really, as the one on top. So it's really quite a normal curve. And we describe it as mesokurtotic. So in terms of kurtosis, it really has none. So we call it a mesokurtotic curve. The one in the middle, you can see, is skinny in the middle. So it's like somebody pinched the middle together. That's called a leptokurtotic distribution. And finally, the one on the right is kind of fatter in the middle. It's been, you know, sort of pinched outward, and that one is called a platykurtotic curve. So we have leptokurtosis in the middle, we have platykurtosis on the right, and mesokurtosis on the left. Those are words that we use to describe these three different shapes, and, you know, just good things to know about, because you'll encounter them now and again in statistics.